Thank you for spending a midsummer midweek moment with WPT. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today's the 19th of June, 2024, and life is moving fast right now. Not looking too much further ahead because my vision isn't seen beyond the heat dome right now. Yesterday was Lightning Safety Awareness Day, so now you're aware, check. Today is the anniversary of slaves in the U.S. being officially emancipated and inspired Juneteenth being established and celebrated today. With this weather, it seems appropriate that Thursday is the summer solstice. You can celebrate with National Ice Cream Soda Day to help you stay cooled off. Or, if you want to be a little healthier, it's also National Smoothie Day. Either way, celebrate responsibly. And let's jump into some news together. So we'll start off quick with one of the elephants in the room since we are 5 months away from the November elections. Wisconsin is every bit of the battleground state because we are not only getting Trump and Biden visits, but yesterday alone, we also had appearances from Vivek Ramaswamy on the right and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the left. New attack ads being released on a weekly basis, and we are in store for 5 months of a political heat dome. In other news, but on a related topic, I looked at the most recent visits for Biden and Trump. Biden's press conference at the new Microsoft data center when he visited a little while ago, and Trump's political rally yesterday. At Biden's event, we heard from him, the Microsoft CEO, and an introduction from the Racine police chief. At the Trump rally, we had Trump, we had Vivek, Eric Hovde, Tommy Thompson, Brian Stiles, and Scott Walker. The list on both sides didn't have a single female voice. The left, however, has sprinkled in other events for Jill Biden and Kamala Harris, nationally recognized names, and Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, who is a tier two voice. It will remain to be seen if the right starts working in nationally recognized names like Riley Gaines or Marjorie Taylor Greene or even tier two voices like Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa. It will be interesting to watch if or when that starts to happen. In other news, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has again put the concerns of taxpayers as a high priority. They accepted something called a petition for an original action, which means they will immediately hear a case instead of it slowly slogging through all of the layers of lower courts. A pair of taxpayers are challenging Governor Evers' partial veto of an increase in school funding. Instead of that increase happening every year until 2025, the increase would last every year until 2425, which is why it's been called the 400-year veto or Governor Evers' 400-year property tax increase. Yes, a guaranteed increase in your property taxes every year for 400 years. I will say, thank you, Supreme Court, for ruling unanimously in our favor to eliminate transportation utility fees, aka a tax, and thank you, Supreme Court, for fast-tracking this also. This will be an interesting test for them and our laws because although I'm not a lawyer, I understand the basic concept that our government's separation of powers, simply put, is that the legislature writes the rules and the administrative branch executes the rules. And when I say rules, it's the laws and the budget. The administrative branch is tasked with carrying out the business of government based on the parameters given by the legislature. In the budget process, the governor submits a proposal of what he'd like to see in the budget for the legislature to consider. As their version of the budget takes shape and gets approved by the state assembly and the state senate, which then goes back to the governor for the final signature of approval, like all bills must do. The governor can either then sign it into law, partially veto provisions of the bill, taking things out, or veto the bill entirely. In this case, the governor's veto created something entirely and uniquely new without needing any checks and balances approval before he could sign it, and it became a binding law. It will be interesting to see what the court does with this, because it isn't and shouldn't be a politically charged social issue. It's acknowledging the fundamental nuts and bolts and checks and balances of government, but unfortunately, as we'll see in today's quote, it's not so simple. You're probably wondering what exactly I mean by that. Well, in closing, I will leave you with this quote, and follow me here. I am quoting the Wisconsin Supreme Court when they quoted the U.S. Supreme Court, when they said this, quote, "The separation of powers doctrine was never intended to be strict and absolute. Rather, the doctrine envisions a system of, quote, separateness but interdependence, autonomy but reciprocity, unquote. This subtle balance of shared powers coupled with the sparring demarcation of exclusive powers has enabled a deliberately unwieldy system of government to endure successfully for 150 years. Final unquote. Little bit of a tongue twister. So, if the separation of powers has a gray area, did Governor Evers push the limits a step too far? Sometimes you just have to use the eyeball test, and to me, this one quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, period. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every scorched corner of this state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.